The International Olympic Committee has the honor to announce that the Games of the 35th Olympiad are awarded to Brisbane, Australia.
It was such a surreal moment. A couple of times the Lord Mayor and I are sitting there pinching ourselves saying, is this really happening?
Welcome back to Sports Day, the fine workings of Zoe behind the glass there. And that was the moment, Jared, that we brought you last night, that Brisbane officially was awarded the 2032 Games.
Yes, it was an interesting moment. Lots of celebrations and yet lots of people wondering why the big surprise.
I think interesting is the right word, Jared.
Matt Carroll is the Australian Olympic Committee CEO. He's on the ground in Australia, not on the ground in Tokyo.
He joins us from
Sydney. Welcome to you, Matt.
Evening, gents. How are you?
Oh, we're pretty well. It's been a really interesting 24 hours. A big moment for Australia, a bigger moment for Brisbane, a big moment for the Australian Olympic movement. And yet it's been shrouded in some, by to a large degree, by the interaction between John Coates and the Premier of Queensland. How have you seen it all unfold?
Well, I think first and foremost, you're right. It's a great moment, not just a big moment, a great moment for Brisbane, Queensland and the country. I mean, it's opened up a 10-year sporting runway through the 2032. And as you both know, the power of sports is very important to this country. And so a lot of good things are going to come from this runway. The discussion during the press conference between the Premier and John, I mean, John and the Premier have known each other for a long time and they have a great relationship, hence why the bid for the Games has been successful. And as the Premier's already said, she took no offence and was surprised at the negative commentary. What was missed in the television broadcast was that in the room itself, everyone was laughing. But you couldn't see it because, understandably, everyone had to wear a mask. So you can't quite get that interaction. But as the Premier herself has said, no, she and John are friends. And together, along with the Commonwealth and the mayors of Southeast Queensland, have delivered the third time for Australia, the Olympic Games.
And we want to talk about that, but let's just finish with this other issue because it's been presented very much as an unedifying interaction between the two. Now, I'm told, just reading Chip LeGrand's article, and it's a very extensive article, that the ABC News spliced out 20 minutes of interaction and married up her response, which has been widely reported, is, I don't want to be embarrassed or don't want to embarrass anybody, as a response to John Coates. Was that in fact 20 minutes apart?
Look, I can't answer that question, whether it was 10 minutes, 5 minutes or 20 minutes. But all I can say to you is, as the Premier has said, and those reporters and media in the room, it was a lighthearted exchange, a bit of sense of humour. It didn't come across that well in that broadcast, but that was the case. And that's why she has said today that she took no offence and was quietly surprised that the negative commentary that's flowed.
Yeah, I think there's going to be more to this, but there's a lot of editorials and a lot of opinion pieces.
If it is 20 minutes apart, Jared, that's a completely different... I mean, that's something being 20 minutes apart as opposed to right after. Mm. They're completely different stories, are they not?
Well, I think they are, but...
Because I watched it not knowing it was edited to that degree.
John Coates gave Jacqueline Magnay an exclusive interview, and in that interview... he is quoted as saying, I thought she, as in Palaszczuk, may have blown it. And in fact, she's portrayed as a bumbling, is the word he used, Premier. So it doesn't appear as if they are on the one page, Matt, and that's unfortunate.
Well, you may say that. Others may say it. But the two people aren't saying that. And the Premier, and I don't think anyone described the Premier as bumbling, and John didn't describe as bumbling. What he actually said in that article was he thought they lost because of the debate, but actually what ended up, she brought the Commonwealth on board, and that's why the three levels of government, Commonwealth, state and local, which was what impressed the International Olympic Committee so much, because other places, other times, there has been a split between levels of government in hosting the Games. But in this case, it's all there. And I think, you know, this a news media conference is being taken out of context to destroy a fantastic moment or overshadow a fantastic moment for the country.
Do you know, and do you ever find out, which five countries actually voted against the Brisbane bid and who they actually voted for?
No, I don't. And no, we don't. We don't. And remember, it's not five countries. The IOC members are individuals. Okay. Right? They're not representing a country or a sport or anything like that nature. They're appointed as individuals. So, obviously they come from various countries, but they're not representing countries.
Matt Carroll is the boss of the Australian Olympic Committee. Matt, can I just ask, Gracenote, I think, is the name of the data company that has Australia winning 16 golds at this Olympics, just a prediction, and I know that would be very successful if so. What do you look at as what makes this Olympics successful, bar medals?
Well, what we look at, well, as I said, we don't do a medal forecast, and we don't do that because the athletes themselves say it doesn't help. And as I've often said many times, you don't get the coaches of the grand final, the AFL, the NRL forecasting the score before the start of the game.
True.
What we look for is what we look for is we've got a lot of athletes and teams at the top of their game, top of world rankings. So we think it could be indeed a very successful Games. I mean, and that's not just across the traditional sports of our strength in swimming, which is looking good, and basketball is looking good, but also we've got surfing and skateboarding as well, where we're highly ranked in the world. So I think, it could be really great Games. What will the glory look like? Those who achieve it win medals. That's fantastic. Those that don't quite get the personal best, and those just have a crack. There's some sports we're not going to win a medal in, but our athletes are over there and they're going to have a crack, which is the Australian way.
What we do, though, with Australian AFL coaches, Matt, is we ask them who their favourite players are. So which medal are you most keen on seeing Australia win in Tokyo?
As the CEO of a team where we've got almost 500, I don't pick those. I mean, you know,
oh, come on, Matt, you've got a favourite somewhere.
For my sport, I'd love to. If my sport, I'd love to see a couple of gold medals in rugby sevens where I was before,
okay.
And it's sailing. But I'd love to see, Edmund Hu is going to representing Australia in table tennis. He is up against the best in the world to achieve it. If he gets his personal best, all glory in his success at his personal best.
We've already lost one athlete, and his name escapes me, and the equestrian rider found guilty of taking cocaine. And unfortunately, we're not going to remember his name because he's blown his opportunity at glory. It must drive you crazy, Matt, putting in so much work to provide an opportunity for guys to excel themselves or excel at their sport, and girls clearly. And yet they get involved in something as stupid as taking an illicit drug, which puts not just their spot at risk, but also knocks other people who are trying to live their dream.
Oh, look, it is very disappointing. And the athlete himself has said he's disappointed in himself. He's let down. I mean, his family have no doubt put a lot of effort into it all. The sport, Equestrian Australia have, an investment by the AIS as well. And as you quite rightly, the disappointing thing, we're trying to save the two female athletes, their positions, so that they can continue in the Games. Equestrian Australia and ourselves are working on that as we speak, because it would be very disappointing if they get knocked out as well.
Matt, can I just get your take on Kayleigh McEwen, who is the world number one in the 200 IM, and she's pulled out of it to concentrate on the 100-metre and 200-metre backstroke events. In the words of her coach today, it's a big call.
Well, it is. But she and the coach came to that conclusion, where she wants to achieve her best. I'm not an Olympic swimmer, and we trust in her decision and also her coach's decision. So we would believe that's in the best interest of her to achieve what she's aiming for. And, we might say have a crack at everything, but, sometimes it's best to, focus, and that's what they're doing.
Matt, great to have you on. Looking forward to talking to you about each and every one of the 16 gold medals we're going to win, according to Gracenote.
So okay, what's your prediction, guys?
I think we'll win 16 gold and 40 medals overall.
We had John Bertrand on a couple of weeks ago, and he openly declared that swimming will get us off to a great start, but sailing will, with swimming, be the heroes.
And I keep an eye on the rowers as well in the first week.
Good on you, Matt. Matt Carroll there is the boss of the AOC, speaking to us live in Sydney. We'll be right back on Sports Day after this.